Welcome back into Sports Talk. Steve Geller along with Saints sideline reporter Jeff Nowak along with Saints tackle Taliese Fuaga. I'll tell you, man, when you got drafted, you had an intimidating game. But once you get used to it, it kind of rolls off the tongue.
I'm pretty sure you got that. Like, you practicing or, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
A lot of people in the car this morning. Yeah.
That's pretty on point right there.
Looking at year one in the NFL, you were switching to a new position and now back to the OG spot at right tackle. How do you feel? You know, going back and forth, was it a little bit tasking for you, or do you feel like you're pretty comfortable with making that switch?
Nah, I would say I'm pretty comfortable. I mean, I kind of played in college, you know, all 4 years at right tackle. But, you know, Kellen just asked, like, hey, man, do you mind playing right tackle? We're going to try Kelvin at the left side. And, you know, I had no problem. You know, wherever they need me at, I'm going to play. If they need me at center. Even though Eric said I can't play center, I'd play center. But
you've had the conversation?
Yeah.
He's like, that center's off.
I can play. He's like, oh, you can play all positions besides center, but that's my guy, so. Whatever you say, I guess.
How important is that as an offensive lineman to be willing to move around? Because we've seen that, right? Like, we saw you switch sides of the line last year. When Trevor moved into guard, you know, a lot of people might not have appreciated that decision. Right. He seems upbeat, confident about it, honestly, a little excited about it even. You know, how telling is that of your group that everyone seems willing to just do what's necessary?
I think it's just everybody buying in, you know what I mean? You know, O-line, you got to be able to kind of go through those things. You know what I mean? Everybody has like a, you know, one man goes down, it's the next man up. But as long as everybody can kind of play all positions, and we'll be ready for anything that comes our way. So,
yeah. And, you know, just that group, so consistency. Obviously, Kelvin's new to it.
Right.
You know, losing Eric in week three last year and Caesar at the same time, you know, how did that affect you as a young group kind of gelling? And going into this year, how important is that continuity for you?
Well, I say it's important. I told Eric himself, like, if you're ever feeling like you're, you know, aching or whatever, just sit out. You know what I mean? Like, if it gets to that point, like, I want him to sit out. But he's not that guy. You know, he likes to push through everything. And, you know, that's kind of his mentality. But I need him and C's out there. You know, those are my guys. I kind of created, like, a big chemistry with those guys. And, you know, it's just great to have him outside on the field. And Eric's just that guy. You know what I mean? He's, like, kind of like that heart of the O-line, so.
Yeah, we were talking to Caesar last week, maybe 2 weeks ago, and he was saying, he was joking with you about, oh, maybe we'll play next to each other someday, and now you are. Yeah, how has that been?
Man, I think he thought I was going to, you know, play right side when I first came out of the draft and stuff, so. But playing next to him now, I like joking with the dude. We're joking every day, just trying to, you know, create a little chemistry, but he's just a funny dude, so.
Everybody obviously talking about the big QB competition going into this camp. How is it for the offensive line getting used to dealing with four different quarterbacks, actually? Is it that a challenge for you guys getting used to how they approach the offense?
I wouldn't say so, just because I think they're all on the same page. You know what I mean? So okay. I think running through plays, calls, you know, everything kind of seems the same between all them. But obviously, like, between them, it's just their throws, I guess. You know what I mean? So
right.
Everything seems pretty the same with those guys. So
going into year two now, what are some of the things you feel like you want to improve in your game from your rookie season?
I think just being more consistent. You know what I mean? So I think I showed kind of like, you know, I can do this and that last year. But I think just consistency is my kind of thrive for this year.
For sure.
You know, Kellen's offense, I think, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems to have more RPO concepts in it than what maybe you ran last year. Right. Is that something you're comfortable with from your time in college? And, you know, what are some of the differences when you're dealing with a lot of RPOs? Because obviously you have to hold, you don't want to get those ineligible man penalties, otherwise it becomes a conversation real quick.
Yeah. Not to go too much into the offense, but I would say I think it's just great because it kind of messes with the defense, you know what I mean? So. It kind of just puts a lot of defensive players, backers, DNs out of place, so where we can, you know, that little crease inside their defense we can take. So, I mean, I love it. I feel like the rest of the line loves this offense, and it's kind of a simple, just, you know, get down and dirty. So,
and you know, I'm always curious. So, is that just a timing thing? Do you watch to see what's happening, or do you just kind of have to go based on faith that they're getting it out on time?
Yeah, it's kind of there's kind of some technique to it. You know, I'm watching the backers, the D lines, kind of like all their tails. You know what I mean? So, and you just got to know what kind of play we're running. So, if we're in an RPO and I see them backers kind of playing off or whatever, and they start to drop back, then I know it's a pass, so I can't really be downfield. Right. So, little things like that. So.
Now, you know, you're like a veteran of Louisiana now. How's it been getting acclimated, not just to the weather, just everything around here?
Acclimated to weather is crazy. I don't know if I'm really acclimated all the way, but, I mean, it's pretty cool. Love the fans here. The community's pretty dope out here. like a lot of guys say, if you love them, love it back. So, great. I mean, it's been great, though. So,
a little different weather than California.
Oh, big difference, yeah. Like opposite, basically.
How do you feel like the transition has been with not just a new head coach, man? It seems like there's a whole new coaching staff all around. Mm-hmm. What do you appreciate about this new offensive line staff?
I think it's like they just have a mentality like to try new things, you know what I mean? So if one thing doesn't really work for one person, then, you know, they'll try other things because everybody's not really the same body or same people, and they don't work the same. The mechanics aren't the same. So just being able to kind of switch it up and let guys kind of do their thing and kind of be free, that's pretty dope to me. So,
you know, you don't see a lot of rookies starting at left tackle in their rookie season. You made it look a lot easier than it is. What would be kind of your biggest piece of advice to Kelvin? What did you learn last year going through that process at the NFL level?
Man, number one thing I would say is just confidence. You know what I mean? I'm going to do as much as I can to help Kelvin be as much comfortable a guy he can be out there, like just be him. You know what I mean? So I think just honing in on your skills, because I mean, he has the skill set to play tackle, like either tackle or really any like guard. I don't know about center, because like, you know, Eric says whatever, but you know, I think if he just has that confidence out there, he's a great player, and he can just go out there and do him. I think he could be a great player. So I think that kind of helps him at tackles.
With all the talk around from analysts, there's not much expectations for this Saints squad going into this season. Do you guys listen to that? I'm sure you can't avoid it, but do you kind of use it as the bulletin board material, or, you know, something to push you guys to strive for that excellence, or it just really noise out there that you really don't pay attention to?
I mean, you know, we caught the news that, you know, this year we're not going to be on any primetime games, no Monday or Thursday. You know, it's kind of...
Maybe you get flexed.
Yeah, but it's definitely, like, a little disrespectful, obviously, but at the same time, we don't really listen to that, but at the same time, we got to work, you know, extra hard to be in those kind of games, but, you know, we're just going to try to prove them wrong this year, so...
I do wonder, so it's obviously a little disrespectful, but at the same time, is it kind of nice to just know, hey, we got regular weeks, you know, there's no short weeks.
Yeah, for sure, because, you know, I know I've talked to many guys from different teams, they do not like playing on Thursdays or Mondays. No. Yeah, it's quick turnarounds.
I don't even like playing on Thursdays, I don't play.
yeah, but, you know, playing on Sunday is nice, though, you know, we got a regular schedule probably the whole year, so not too bad.
Do you have any certain goals or aspirations you're looking for this season heading into year two?
Nothing too much. I mean, just trying to do my job out there and just trying to win some games. You know what I mean? So that's all it is.
Saints tackle, Taliese Fuwago. Appreciate your time, man. Good luck this season. Look forward to seeing you more in action this training camp and come the regular season.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys.
That was me and Jeff Nowak, who we'll talk to after the break, talking with Taliese Fuwago. And we're talking about no primetime games there. Mentioning Thursday night football, today's the last Thursday, Charlie, of no football coming up until after the Super Bowl. So, woohoo, we got preseason action next week.
Buy stock.
Oh, for sure, and Tally.
Buy stock now, before it soars. Taliese Fuwago, for all of the whiffs that the Saints have had in the draft, that rookie campaign he had was awesome, and that was on the left side of the offensive line, playing left tackle, which he did not play at Oregon State. He is moving back to his natural position at right tackle so that Kelvin Banks, coming out of Texas, can play his natural position at left tackle. And the Saints may have something there with those two bookend guys. But Taliese Fuwago has already shown it at the NFL level. We'll see what Kelvin can do and if Kelvin can kind of match it. I remember when we were talking about it, I want to say it was with Haas maybe last week, that we were hoping that Kelvin Banks could have the rookie, you know, kind of the training camp as a rookie that Taliese Fuwago did, where we weren't talking about him at all. And that is the best thing for an offensive lineman.
You don't get mentioned.
You don't want to be mentioned because that means you're doing your job. As Tali said at the very end there, when you asked him about his goals for this year, he just wants to do his job. I think he is one of the young studs on this offensive line, on this team.
Better be a building block for sure, right?
Taliese Fuwago, I am buying stock. I recommend all Saints fans buy stock now. He is going to be very, very good in his second year, and he is a true building block of this Saints team.
That's something we've seen from this Saints organization, Charlie, is the fact that they are willing to invest early round draft picks into that offensive line.
Yeah, build from the front up. That's what Kellen said when they made the Kelvin pick.
It should be a strength this year.
Yeah, exactly. But that's what Kellen had said when they made the Kelvin pick, was that it's a big boy game, and they want to feel confident in that unit up front. You saw what won in Philadelphia.
Right.
Great offensive line play, great defensive line play. That's what you should be striving to create. And, you know, you have to build one before the other. I think the Saints are a long way on the defensive line. They have plenty of issues there. And we'll talk with Jeff there in a little bit. I know that we can't really talk about what we've seen so far from the defensive line at camp, because they aren't in pads, but you just feel really good about the projection of this offensive line because of the young talent that they've invested so much draft capital into.